Fine Music Radio, in collaboration with Polly Productions, presents... Out of the Shadow, The Peace Trees of Hiroshima by Corinne Polly.
Haiku of Basho. Soon to die, yet no sign of it in the cicada's cry.
The city of Hiroshima lies on the east coast of the Japanese island Honshu. Hiroshima, which means wide island, is situated on the six canals of the Ota River that flows through the city. During the Second World War, Hiroshima was one of Japan's military headquarters and an important trade center.
Oka-san! Oka-san!
Aki! You are awake?
Oto-san, where is Oka-san?
Come here. It's some water. Drink a little.
Where is Oka-san?
Oka-san took Kento to school. She will not be long. How is my little one feeling? Let me feel you for it. Still warm. Okay, you are still feverish.
I am thirsty, Oto-san.
Oh, Daddy is getting you some more water.
Oto-san!
Dada, don't be afraid. Come, let me pick you up. There we go. That's better. A little feather. That is what you are. As light as a feather.
Oto-san, can you hear the aeroplane? Can you hear?
Don't worry. It is the weather plane that flies over every morning. Let us get you some water.
Turn off the lights!
My eyes! My eyes!
At 8:15 on the morning of the 6th of August, 1945, an American B-29 aircraft drops a nuclear bomb named Little Boy on Hiroshima. The bomb, the strength of 20,000 tons of dynamite, explodes 600 meters above the city. A massive fireball, 28 meters in diameter, with the temperature of a few million degrees Celsius, forms. Powerful heat waves are radiated, creating a blinding, bright blue flash. A massive explosion rocks the earth to its core. The power of the fireball creates a shock wave that causes strong winds. In a radius of 3 kilometers from the hypocenter, all buildings and life are destroyed. Fires break out. Driven by the strong wind, they incinerate everything in their wake. The dust and smoke from the apocalypse rise and hang over the devastated city, a massive mushroom cloud. The name Hiroshima has become synonymous with the capacity of humanity to destroy itself.
My eyes!
Morning, Aki. Is it not a bit early to daydream? A penny for your thoughts?
Oto-san, you gave me a fright. I was thinking, remembering. Oh, it's nothing. Come, have your breakfast. Miso soup, some fish and a rice ball.
Are you not eating with me?
I will eat later.
Oh, what is the matter? Not hungry?
It is the 2nd of August.
Yes, it is Kento's birthday. 2nd August, 1975. Your brother would have been 40 years old today. It was 30 years ago. How time flies.
One would like to think that with time one would feel less. Sometimes it feels like yesterday.
You are meeting with the American at 10?
Yes. Another botanist who is curious about our wonderful ginkgo trees And you have an appointment at the medical center, Otto-san?
At 9, with the oncologist.
Good. I thought you'd forgotten.
No, I remember. Come, eat. There is work to be done. Trees that need our love and care.
Otto-san, can we go to the Peace Memorial after work? I would like to take some chrysanthemums for Kento and Oka-san.
Of course, my child. Oh, his soup is delicious.
Tanaka-san, hello.
Professor, sensei.
Excuse me, sumimasen. Forgive me, I forgot to bow. Watashima, David Block.
Good morning. Ohayo gozaimasu. An honor to meet you, Block sensei.
The honor is mine.
Welcome to Hiroshima. You are the first botanist from San Francisco to visit us.
An honor. Arigato. Thank you.
Welcome to the Hosen Temple.
Oh, this must be the tree, the Hosenji Ginkgo? Marvelous.
Yes, Professor. This is the Hosenji.
Unbelievable. To think that this species, Ginkophyte, is the only surviving ginkgo species. For 300 million years, this species found a way to survive and regenerate. Incredible! Tanaka-san, I'm sure you have seen the 270 million-year-old Ginkophyte fossils?
No, Professor. I have only seen photographs.
Oh, that is a shame. I mean, look at this tree. It's so healthy, in such good shape. Look at the thick trunk and the abundance of green leaves. Beautiful. I love the shape of the leaves. The Chinese are correct in calling it the duck foot. So accurate. Don't you just love the fan shape of the leaves? In the fossils, it is clearly visible. Oh, apologies.
As Professor knows, there are 6 Hibakujumoku ginkgos that my father and I look after.
Hibakujumoku, the trees that survived the bomb.
Yes, 170 trees survived the Picadon. 6 of them ginkgos.
Picadon?
Yes. The nuclear explosion. Pika means light, the blue flash, and don, the noise, the sound of the explosion.
Picadon, I get it.
The Hibakujumoku ginkgos are part of our heritage. They have become a symbol of hope. After the devastation, it was believed that for 7 decades nothing would grow here.
I hear you.
The fires, many trees were burnt. Some were seriously damaged, but after the winter, in spring, they started sprouting new shoots and leaves.
Remarkable. I find it difficult. I mean, I cannot come to terms with the fact that that the Americans could take such a radical decision.
Professor?
What I mean to say is, I feel a sense of guilt. I feel beholden for what happened.
Professor Block, I do not understand.
Well, after Pearl Harbor, things changed. Our attitude to the Japanese on American soil. We sent them to be interned in god-awful camps. I want to apologize. I want to ask forgiveness for what the Americans did to you, to the Japanese nation. The violence, the suffering. What I mean to say is that what we did here in Hiroshima and in Nagasaki is unforgivable.
What happened to our people? To the Japanese in America, I only read about. I have no first-hand knowledge.
You remind me of a woman, a girl I used to know. Something about you, I can't put my finger on it exactly.
She was Japanese?
Setsuko. Her name is Setsuko.
How did you meet Setsuko?
My father traveled. He was a successful industrialist. He traveled all over the world. He collected plants. It was kind of his hobby. We had a magnificent garden against the slopes of San Francisco Bay. And our gardener was Japanese. The family stayed on the property. They had a daughter, Setsuko.
You were friends? Childhood friends with Setsuko?
Yes, I was an only child. We were inseparable.
What happened?
The war happened. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, Setsuko and her family left. I was only 10 years old. I didn't understand what was going on.
The camps. Your family did not explain it to you.
My parents didn't say a thing. Only years later did I discover that Setsuko's family was sent to an internment camp. Can you imagine treating our fellow citizens with such mistrust?
There is nothing moral about war. Professor, you have to excuse me. I teach a class at the university after lunch.
Of course.
As arranged, we will meet tomorrow morning at the Shukeian.
Yes, at the Shukei Garden. See you tomorrow, Miss Tanaka-san.
Otto-san! Tadaima! Hello?
In the bathroom!
Sorry I'm late.
Just rinsing off the dust and sweat of the day. Shall we have a bite to eat before we leave for the Peace Memorial?
Yes, Otto-san. I brought some white chrysanthemums to take with us.
Good. I'm nearly done.
I will bath after you and get ready. It won't take long.
I am ready. We can go.
Your blue yukata. Beautiful. You take after your mother, you know.
Otto-san, arigato gozaimasu.
I've got good news.
The doctor, I should have asked.
My cancer is officially in remission.
Otto-san, that is wonderful news.
I have been given extra time on this wonderful planet of ours.
I am so thankful.
It begs the question, what is the best way to spend the time given to me?
We all know the answer to that question.
There are always trees that need care. Shall we be on our way?
Yes, Otto-san. I hope the tram is not too crowded. Oh, the chrysanthemums! I nearly forgot!
There are so many people here.
Tourists, mostly.
Not all of them. Many people come, like us, to commemorate the dead.
Shall we put the flowers here? Oka-san would have liked the peace flame's reflection in the water of the pond.
Yes, here is good.
Oka-san, Kento, I miss you. Here, some white chrysanthemums. Oka-san's favorite flowers. Almost every day I see or hear something that reminds me of you. There are so many things I would like to share with you. Oka-san, Kento, you were always close to us. Otto-san and I, we are looking after one another. We are well. But there is this ache. Sometimes it is unbearable.
Tanaka-san! Hello! Konnichiwa!
Block-sensei! Konnichiwa! What a surprise!
Great to see you again, Aki. Your kimono, it is beautiful on you. Especially the blue, it suits you.
It does, indeed. Sensei, I did tell her that too.
Block-sensei, Chichi desu. Meet my father, Kazuki Tanaka.
At last! It is an honor, Tanaka-san. How do you do?
Brock-sensei, the honor is mine. You were visiting the Peace Memorial.
Call me David, please.
Good. David-san, you and my daughter, Aki, are familiar with one another.
Well, I wouldn't say that we are familiar with one another.
Otto-san's English is not so good.
But we did meet this morning.
We cannot stand on a street corner and talk. It is still early. David-san, I am inviting you to our home for some tea, or, if you like it better, a bit of sake. Is that good?
But, Otto-san, it is...
Here comes the number 13 tram. Come, Aki, David-sensei, hurry up. It's a long way to walk. Welcome. David-san, you can take your shoes off here at the entrance.
Yes, of course.
Make yourself at home, David-san. I'm putting a kettle on the stove.
Let me... Come in.
I love these wooden Japanese screens. So practical.
Yes. Come.
Wow, how beautiful. Authentic Japanese garden. I love the way the rocks are placed and the positioning of the plants.
Come and sit. You're big. I mean, tall. I hope it is not uncomfortable for you to sit on the tatami floor.
Oh, my legs are long. I will cross them like this. There you are.
Are you comfortable?
Perfectly, thank you. I'm great. What a beautiful home. Very Japanese.
You mean traditional. Otto-san believes in Japanese aesthetics, the simplicity thereof.
Miss Tanaka-san, about this morning.
Please, call me Aki, David Sensei.
This morning, Aki, I spoke out of turn, shared some personal information. I apologize. What I wanted, I'm trying to come to terms with, is what we did here in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's just that nothing prepared me for what I am experiencing here.
Do you believe America was justified in dropping the bombs?
Well, you are going for the jugular.
I want to hear your opinion.
Before the attack, the Allied forces wanted Japan to surrender, but Japanese culture, your pride, your fierce loyalty to Emperor Hirohito made it impossible for you to surrender unconditionally.
Do you believe it was the only way of ending the war?
Well, if the Allied forces had invaded Japan, Japan would never have surrendered without a hell of a fight. They realized that after Iwo Jima. You know, the battle?
Yes. That may be so, but does that justify using a nuclear weapon to unleash such violence on a civilian population?
Oh, that is neat, coming from a highly militaristic culture and history.
We are all the products of history.
It's not something you Japanese want to look at, your militarism.
You propelled the world into a nuclear era. You made it possible for humanity to destroy the planet.
The development of the H-bomb was inevitable. It is only a matter of time. Should we not consider collective responsibility? Should we...
Tea is served. Is that how you say it?
Oh, I see I'm interrupting a conversation that is serious.
Professor Block has a dilemma.
Let me sit down. So, David-san, what is bothering you?
Tanaka-san, thank you that you have invited me, an American, the enemy, that you invited me here and welcomed me into your home. I appreciate it.
Enemy? That is a big word, David-san. In Japanese, there is a word, harage.
Harage?
Harage means, hara is stomach, and ge is art. The art of the stomach. I see you look, what is the word?
Puzzled. David-san looks puzzled. I will explain, Father. David, harage means that through life experience one develops the wisdom, the art of resolving a difference of opinion between two opposing parties, without confrontation.
Harage, how does that relate to us?
David, there is a good reason why I invited you here tonight. Today is the anniversary of my son Kento's birthday. He would have turned 40 years today.
A son?
Yes. My wife, Maya, and our boy Kento died in the Picketon.
Otto-san, please. It is private.
Wait, Aki. David, there are many ways to honor the dead. Our loved ones who died in the Picketon. We went to the Peace Memorial to... How do you say? To pay tribute to Maya and Kento. But fate is unknowable. You were there. Is it coincidence? Maybe. Or is it opportunity for us Hibakusha who carry a heavy burden of losing many things, the burden of our feeling sorry for ourselves?
Otto-san!
Us, yes, Aki. How do you say self-pity? It is an opportunity to look at the self, to accept, to make peace inside our hearts. Here, David-san, I bow to you in friendship.
Arigato. Thank you, Tanaka-san.
For so many years, the Japanese fight lots of blood, very cruel war. For what? More power, greed, loyalty. We do not hate you, the Americans. It is war that we do not like.
My father is part of the peace movement. He feels obligated to spread the message of peace wherever he can.
Am I preaching?
No, not at all. I was just talking to Aki about mutual responsibility.
Yes, David-san, it is difficult. How do you say in English? It is a sore point. It is said that Hiroshima wears its coat of being a victim. Aki?
Hiroshima wears its cloak of victimhood so securely that the garment of collective responsibility is obscured.
Well, as an American, it would be inappropriate for me to comment.
I could not agree more.
So, Aki, I take it you are not part of the peace movement?
No. The peace movement wants us, Hibakusha, to talk about what we experience with the Pikadon. There are no words to describe the apocalypse, the horror.
I understand.
You cannot possibly understand.
Our manners. Pour David some tea. Then let us drink to peace. This is how one should honor the miracle of existence, by working towards peace. Aki?
Here, Oda-san, on the bench under the tree.
You are sitting so quietly, I did not notice you. Can I sit with you for a moment?
Yes, Oda-san.
There we go. Listen to the cicadas. They remind us of the fragility of our existence. Aki, I know you do not like it when I talk about the Pikadon, when I spread the peace movement's message, but your anger, why take it out on David-san? David is trying his best to understand what happened here.
I wanted us to be alone tonight. I wanted us to talk about Oka-san and Kento. I needed us to talk about the time before the Pikadon, before everything changed.
The time before? Can you even remember? I thought it would be good to have some company.
We live in the shadow of the Pikadon, and we never talk about it. We never talk about how we feel.
I was inconsiderate.
It is late. I'm going to bed. Sleep well, Oda-san.
Good night, Aki. The shadow. Yes, it casts a shadow. I cannot move. I'm stuck under this.
Aki! Aki!
My head hurts.
Aki!
House. It is gone. But the city. The whole city. It is not possible. The whole city destroyed. Maya. Kento. I must find her. Aki. She was in my arms. Here. A moment ago. Aki. Aki. Aki! Here, Aki. I am here. Aki. I have you, my child. Aki. Lord. Aki. Can you hear me? I'm holding you close. Aki. Can you hear me? She is unconscious. I must keep her warm. A blanket. I must find her. There is nothing. I must. Maya, Gento. I must find them. Aki, I am picking you up. My feather. I am holding you close. Put your head on my shoulder. We are going to find Okasan and Kendo. We must find them. It is a nightmare. The end of the world. Where am I? I do not recognize any. All these people. Black? They are burnt black. Half naked. They are blood. Blood everywhere. Where are they going? Where are they? They have their arms lifted up above their heads.
Why do you have your arms up? Why?
Why do you have your arms up? So many bodies. So many dead. The stench of death everywhere.
Otto-san.
Close your eyes. Aki. Do not look. It is a nightmare. Otto-san is here with you. Keep your eyes shut. Close them. It is a nightmare.
Okasan. Okasan.
This is hell. The fires. The smell. The smell of burnt flesh.
I cannot help you. Stop asking me. I cannot help. Maya. Maya. Kento. Where are you?
I must be dead. Where can this be? What is this place? Who am I?
Morning, morning. Did you both sleep well?
Oh, hi, Gozaimasu, David-san. Yes, yes. A few disturbing dreams, otherwise all is good.
Good morning, David-sensei.
What a glorious day. Tanaka-san, Aki, thank you again for last night.
Oh, pleasure is ours. How do you like the Shrunken Garden?
Ah, the famous Shukei Garden.
As promised, the Shukeian Ginkgo. Oh,
what a beauty. The angle it's growing at.
The bomb forced it that way.
tree is massive. It must have a height of... What is the height, Tanaka-san?
17 meters high, and the trunk, if I try to put my arm around, 4 meters.
It's a miracle the tree remains standing.
Thanks to Otto-san.
For years, I prune it so that it does not fall over.
Excellent work. What is the age of the ginkgo?
About 250 years.
That old? How far from the hypocenter?
1,370 meters.
And the tree survived? Unbelievable.
David-san, it is this tree, the Shukane ginkgo seeds we use for growing other trees.
Do the seeds grow easily? How successful are you, Tanaka-san?
Otto-san has quite a few saplings he nurtures. I think he's planning to plant a ginkgo forest.
Ah, green fingers. I would like to visit the nursery.
When you have time, David-san. But now I must ask for you to excuse me. I must get to the nursery. There is work to do. See you again. Dewabata.
Goodbye, Tanaka-san.
David, tell Aki when you want to come to the nursery. Until then.
Aki, I read that after the attack, many people came here to the Shukane Garden. Why?
Well, the park was also known as Asano Park. It was an evacuation area. Many of the injured people came here to look for help, but there was no emergency service. Everything was destroyed. Many people died here, were buried here.
Hiroshima is one big burial ground. I don't know how you...
What do you mean?
Aki, I have upset you again. What did I say?
How can you say it is one big burial ground? Professor, Hiroshima, to us it is holy ground.
No, but I meant to say that...
How do we live here? How do we live with our dead? You think because you read about Hiroshima, been to the memorial, listened to a few lectures, seen the horror in photographs, that you know? You're just a tourist, an American with guilt, a guilty conscience.
Aki, you misunderstood. I didn't mean to be disrespectful. Japanese culture differs from Western culture.
What about Japanese culture, Professor?
Well, your culture, the way you do things, go about integrating the horrors of the attack. It is as if you experience things differently.
How? We are human, no different from you.
What do you expect from me, Aki? Every attempt I make towards a deeper understanding of you and what you suffered, I offend you.
You are right. We Japanese are different. People from the West, you say what you think without considering the effect on others. Your way of doing, of talking, is bombastic.
Bombastic?
You lack kenkyo.
Kenkyo?
Humility.
Humility? Aki, I truly respect your culture. I respect you as a woman, as an academic. To the best of my ability and with all the knowledge I have about Hiroshima, I've tried to... Oh, what the hell? The Japanese are so polite, so well-mannered, so private and guarded. I feel like the proverbial bull in a china shop.
Block-sensei, kenkyo is more than respect and good manners.
What is it, then?
Modesty. Restraint. It is the foundation of Japanese culture. Understand and practice it if you want to feel at home in Japan.
But it is contrary to American culture. I was raised to have confidence, to talk about who I am and what I have achieved. I was encouraged to express my feelings. Here, it is as if I'm constantly walking on eggshells.
Well, Professor, I cannot ease your discomfort. You will have to excuse me. I have another appointment. Good day.
Aki, wait!
Professor?
I have something to say, without restraint. I am only here for one more week. I would like to get to know you better. We have a lot in common, our field of research. I would like
we
to...
We have nothing in common.
Look at me, Aki. Lift your head. Look me in the eye.
No. It is inappropriate.
You hide your emotions behind your so-called Japanese restraint.
And you want to get to know me better because you feel guilty about the way your people treated the Japanese. You are still clinging to some childhood fantasy. I am not here to redeem you, Professor.
Akin!
The first time we met, you could not wait to apologize for the Americans' destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But all you felt was your own guilt about what you did to Setsuko and her family.
That is not true.
You have no conception of the suffering, of what we went through. Just here in this park alone, hundreds of people died horrible deaths. Thousands of people suffered and died of their injuries, and some of us survived.
Aki, I am sorry.
I am Hibakusha. Tonight on television, Channel 3, there is a British documentary on the aftermath of the Picadon. The focus is on the plight of the Hibakusha. Watch it and think about what it means to have survived, to live in the aftermath of such violence. The implications for us today.
Tadaima! I'm home! Otto-san?
Okay, Eddie. Welcome home. I am in the kitchen.
Sorry, I'm late.
Work or pleasure?
Work. What else? You had supper?
You were so late and I was hungry. Your food is in the steam basket. Shall I heat it up for you?
No, thank you. Otto-san, I will eat later. Oka-san, today in the park.
Aki, what is it?
The park. Asano Park. I remembered.
Sit down, my child.
I remembered us there in Asano Park.
Well, what are you talking about?
I know what happened there. With the Picadon, I saw it.
No, my child. It is long ago. You were small and badly injured. You had a concussion.
I remember.
Aki.
I remember, Oka-san.
You have never... You have no memory of that day.
Oka-san was there. She was burnt. Terribly burnt. I did not recognize her. Her voice. When she asked for water, I heard her voice. Oka-san's voice.
My child.
I remember we were looking for Oka-san, for Kento. The streets, all the people. We went to the park. You always told us that if something happened, we should go to the park, that we should meet there.
I hoped that we would find them there.
So many people. Some had no faces, no eyes, black. People were burnt black. Their bodies swollen. They were in pain, begging for water.
There was no water.
Oka-san was there.
Yes, Oka-san was in the park. But Kento, the school was too near.
Why?
The school was...
Why did we leave her there? Why did she not come away with us? Why did you leave her?
Maya was seriously injured. She kept asking for water. I could not help her. There was nothing I could do to help her. She died. The wind, the terrible wind. The fire reached the park. The bamboo forest where we were sheltering caught fire. I had to keep you safe. I had to... Aki, I had to choose between life and death. I chose life. I chose to save us.
I'm exhausted. Well, at least the hotel is quiet. I can get a good night's sleep. This trip is far more harrowing than I expected. Then I let my emotions get the better of me and shoot my mouth off. You fool. Oh, that's better. Nothing like a whiskey to calm the nerves. Okay, Channel 3. No.
Level. All property, financial investments, records, workplaces, banks, hospitals and shops are destroyed. The survivors, Hibakusha as they're known, build temporary shelters to live in, and they battle to find food. clothes and medical supplies. On a physical level, people are experiencing the after effects of their injuries and of radiation. On a mental level, people have to deal with the trauma of the nuclear attack and with survivor's guilt, without psychological support. For years after the bomb, unbearable poverty and suffering are part of everyday life.
You are right, Aki. I have not faced your reality.
David-san, there you have it. Our tree nursery.
Gosh, the size of it. There must be nearly 1,000 trees.
Yeah, after the war, I was part of a team of botanists and landscape architects. We had to make Hiroshima green again. Trees were donated from all over Japan. That is how the nursery started. One day, I am going to send these little ginkgos across the world. Ambassadors for peace.
Are you serious, Kazuki-san?
Planting trees is part of Hiroshima's peace policy. It is Oto-san's dream to send the seeds from the trees that survived the Picadon across the globe.
A unique message of peace.
It is lunchtime. Oto-san, I have to
Please, it is my turn. I would like to invite you both to lunch.
Good, good.
Where can we eat traditional Japanese food?
Around the corner is a traditional Japanese restaurant. Aki will show you. You two can walk now. I'll join you later. I've got things to do.
Oto-san, I cannot. I have to collect a book from the bookshop.
I think the book do not mind waiting. David-san, I will not be long. Here comes my colleague. Yamada-san, here. Konnichiwa.
Aki, the menu. What do you suggest? Is there a speciality of the house? Are you okay? I mean, with me. I should not have talked about getting to know you. You were correct in saying I was projecting my guilt that I lack, Kenkyo?
Professor.
David, please.
All right. David, let's talk. Did you think about what I said about what it means being hibakusha?
Yes. In fact, last night I watched the documentary you suggested about the aftermath. Shocking. I did not fully comprehend the extent of the devastation, the lack of support.
The Allies were more interested in the science, exploring the effect of radiation. We were guinea pigs. Did you think about the long-term implication of being hibakusha?
Last night in the documentary, they mentioned the stigma related to contamination.
Stigma clings to us, especially us women.
Aki, I don't know what happened to you. You do not share much.
The morning of the Picadon, Ota-san and I were home. My mother took my brother to school. After the devastation, we went to look for them. We knew nothing of the bomb, of radiation, the after effects. We were exposed.
How can people stigmatize the survivors?
Japanese culture is based on Shinto and Buddhism, where purity of body and spirit are pursued. To be ill means you are unclean, that you can infect others.
Go on.
In some religions, women who menstruate are considered unclean. Radiation is considered a pollutant and was perceived as contagious. So women that were hibakusha carried a double burden, that of being a woman and that of being hibakusha.
But research proved that low-grade radiation is harmless.
Religion and certain cultural practices will always be in opposition to science. Think of how many people believe that evolution is a hoax.
Aki, you are a remarkable woman. I cannot believe that you are not spoken for.
Not married, you mean?
Yes, to put it bluntly.
Not all women need to be married to feel fulfilled, David.
Of course not, sure.
I was engaged, but marriage means children. It was not meant to be.
You cannot have, you mean?
Some people believe that children of hibakusha will carry inherited genetic abnormalities, so it is better to avoid relationships. But there was a man. He asked me to marry.
Aki! David-san!
Here, Ota-san!
Aki, can we meet tonight?
I'm not sure.
Please.
At 7, at the Institute.
Have you ordered yet?
No, Otasa.
I see they have roasted eel. That table over there just ordered some. Roasted eel with rice should be very good.
Roasted eel?
Oh, do you like eel, Davidson? A truly traditional dish. Shall we order?
Eel? I have never tried it.
I think we will need a bit of sake to, how you say, wash the eel down. You look lovely, my child. Are you going out?
I am meeting Davidson.
Good. I take it you have sorted out your differences?
We keep crossing swords.
It cannot be easy. You come from different cultures, different ways of thinking, of doing things.
You don't say. How is that for a bit of American?
Fast learner. I have some good news. The Institute has invited our professor to come and do research for a year.
Here? In Hiroshima? Davidson did not mention it to me.
I see you like the idea. Enjoy your evening, my child.
Oyasumi nasai. Good night, Otasan. Davidson, my apologies. Did you wait long?
You had me worried. I thought my lack of kenkyo was the final nail in my coffin.
If you listen to the arch, will not do you any harm.
Know what they say about old dogs learning new tricks.
There is a ginkgo I would like you to see.
Oh, it's such a lovely evening. Come sit here on the bench. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes. Thank you.
That's better. So, you were engaged?
He was a young engineer from Tokyo. Makoto. His name was Makoto. He came to work on a housing development part of the reconstruction. We met and, well, we fell in love.
He knew you were Hibakusha?
It is ironic. The name Makoto means to be honest and sincere. I was open about that I was Hibakusha. But he was not honest with his family. He did not tell them about me.
Why? Surely they would have been sympathetic.
David, in Japanese culture, there is sekente.
Sekente?
It is pride, coupled with respect. The perception society has of you and your family is of utmost importance. You will not do anything that can harm your family's reputation or cause them to lose standing in the community. Makato's family was well known, traditional and wealthy. When his mother learnt about our relationship, when she heard that I was Hibakusha, she insisted that he end the relationship.
How old were you?
27. It broke my heart.
Okay.
Sekente causes Hibakusha to feel shamed. We are made to feel we should have died attempting to save others.
Yeah, survivor's guilt. What a burden. What did you do after the breakup?
I focused on my research. I decided to never allow myself to love again. In the Hibakusha circles, people talk about keloid of the heart and a leukemic spirit.
Keloid of the heart? Wow, I have a lot to learn.
And you, David?
The loss of Setsuko's friendship scarred me. I was an only child, hell of a lonely. I missed her. I suppose I was naive. She dominated my thoughts, my dreams.
What happened to her? Did you ever see her again?
I went to high school, to college. There were girls, and never anything serious. I could not form a serious relationship. I guess I always had a fear of being abandoned.
What happened to Setsuko?
Well, my father kept contact with the family throughout the war. He assisted them to get back on their feet. They owned a small nursery outside San Francisco.
You met with her?
Yeah, I was at university when I learned of the nursery and my father helping them. One vacation, I went to look for her. Her father was old, frail. She was there running things.
Did you two talk? Did you...
She was married with two lovely children. It was water under the bridge. Show me the tree.
All right.
We have to take the tram over the Miyukibashi Bridge. It is too far to walk. Here we are.
This looks like a school.
Yes. Sendai Elementary School. This gate should be open. Come this way. There it is. The Sendai Ginkgo. Oh,
what a beauty. Look, the park is scarred. It's so close to the epicenter. The hypocenter, hell. It's a miracle that it survived.
None of us came away unscathed. My mother and Kento...
Aki, talk to me.
Kento, my brother went to school here. The school was obliterated. All the children and... I could not bear it then.
Come here. Let me hold you.
David, I'm sorry.
Aki, it is all right. So many tears.
It is good for me. In many years, I have not cried.
Here, my handkerchief.
Arigato. The last few days, my emotions... I cannot control them.
It's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
I was emotionally disconnected. The violence, the trauma. I had to shield myself against all the hurt.
Give me your hand, Aki.
David.
Such a small hand. Do you have a big heart, Aki? Is there room for...
Why did you not tell me about the Institute's research invitation?
Answer me, Aki. Is there room for this clumsy American?
We have time, David. You are coming back. We can talk.
And argue.
Get to know each other. I never thought I would ever feel...
This scarred ginkgo here says it all, I guess. There is hope, healing, a new life.
Shh. Listen to the quiet. Hiroshima, city of silence.
Thank you. Arigato. I am Aki Tanaka. I speak to you today in the spirit of celebration. I was 5 years old when the nuclear bomb was dropped in 1945. I am now 80 years old and in good health. I am Hibakusha, a person who survived the bomb. For years, I was silent about what happened in Hiroshima. I could not find the words to talk about the apocalypse. But for the last 40 years, I have followed in my late father, Kazuki Tanaka-san's footsteps in advocating for world peace and the banning of all nuclear weapons. Kazuki Tanaka was instrumental in saving the ginkgo biloba trees that survived the bombing and establishing the trees as symbols of peace. My husband, David, and I, with assistance from our two sons, grow ginkgo biloba trees from the seeds of the trees that survived the bombing of Hiroshima. We donate the trees to organizations across the world to encourage people to work towards global peace. That is why I speak to you today. As one of those organizations. As you know, only too well, as custodians of Mother Earth, we are facing many environmental catastrophes. One of them is nuclear war. As I said earlier, today calls for celebration. On October the 24th, 2020, 75 years after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the United Nations officially announced the banning of all nuclear weapons. It is a step towards ensuring a world that is safe and peaceful for generations to come.
That was Out of the Shadow, The Peace Trees of Hiroshima by Karine Polly, with Leanne Van Roy as Aki, Adrian Galley as Kazuki, and Matthew Roberts as David. Nancy Richards was the television commentator. The cultural and language advisor for the production was Kyoko Kimura Morgan. The flute music was by Takeo Yamashiro. Studio recording was by technical producer Cassie Lowers. I'm Nigel Famas. I was responsible for script editing, direction, and post-production. Out of the Shadow, The Peace Trees of Hiroshima, was presented by Polly Productions. I'd like to dedicate this production to the late Graham Weir, a fine actor in any medium, including radio, a wonderful singer and composer, a true original, a friend. FMR.